Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When we think of a hero, generally the first thing that comes to mind is someone with the superhero moniker on TV or in movies. Someone like Superman, Batman, or any other number of fictional beings who wear a costume and a cape. The concept of heroes has been around as long as pen has been put to paper, and even further. It's evolved from mythical figures to real-life individuals that we might see on the news today. The way most people envision a hero is someone with a sense of selflessness, putting themselves in harm's way while prioritizing the immediate needs of others. I've gone over many incidents on the show in the past where a person rises above danger and adversity to help others when those people aren't able to help themselves. In this episode, there'll be some heroes who show up and in a big way. Listener discretion in this and all episodes is always heavily advised. Welcome back to Music City 911. The first incident we'll go over today doesn't have an associated 911 call. Everything happened extremely fast, and police were already there when everything went down. February 11th, 2024 in Houston, Texas, just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a few off-duty police officers hired to work security are talking in the hallway of Joel Osteen's mega church, the Lakewood Church, when absolute chaos erupts.
I think there was about 6 to 8 that they actually put as part-time employees. I don't know how they did it with their agency.
Gunfire rings out, and everyone standing in the hallway starts running. From where officers were standing, they weren't able to initially see where the shooter was. The hallway they're in is a large gathering area on the outside of the main sanctuary where church services are held. This hallway and the church in total are absolutely massive, with seating capacity of almost 17,000 people. Luckily, those officers weren't too far away from where the shooting was happening. They just needed to find the shooter. Moving closer to where the loud shots were being fired, some of the officers, advanced directly into the line of fire, and other officers, including this one with the body-worn camera, they were taking cover in a doorway of a stairwell. We'll continue with a portion of the audio from this officer.
We need to get closer. Oh, there go. My camera's not working. Coming. Careful. Let's approach. We need to approach. Come on. Come on. We need to approach. Father God, just be with us. Forgive us our sins. Come on.
These officers knew their lives were in danger, and before advancing on where the shooting was happening, one of them said a short prayer. At the end of that audio, we heard one of the other officers ordering the suspect to put down the weapon. While all this was going on, another officer was on the opposite side of where the shooter was and was immediately pinned down. His camera started after the initial shooting took place.
Liquid church.
I got one female shooting rifle. I'm pinned down on a distant wall corner.
This officer was so close to the shooter, he was having to whisper to get the location out on the radio. The church is huge. It fills nearly the entire block it sits on. To give you an idea of the size, your average Walmart supercenter is around 200,000 square feet. This church is over three times that size. A word of advice to officers and dispatchers in a scenario like this. For officers, try to be very aware of your location. This is exactly the same as anyone calling 911. Know the address of where you're at. And if you're in some place as big as this, give a location of where you are inside. If you're in a hallway, an office, the kitchen, wherever you're at, make that known on the radio. Dispatchers, if you have an officer on the radio calling for help, and in this case we had at least two that did this, both saying their location is simply Lakewood Church, you should ask the officers the very important question, where at in the church? This will direct further responding officers and paramedics to the closest entrance, ensuring that help gets to the scene as quickly as possible. Normally, when we think of an active shooter, a vision of a darkly cloaked man and some sort of a tactical outfit comes to mind. The woman we hear yelling in the background, she is the shooter. Definitely not something that's a usual occurrence. A couple of times, between the gunfire, we hear her asking for help, that her son was killed, and that she has a bomb. The shooting finally comes to an end in the next clip.
I don't have to shoot on the west side, 3700. Watch out.
Might be a bomb.
Hey, who has that radio?
I can shoot this shit down. I need a medic. I have one young male conscious and breathing. He got shot in the head. I need medics.
Cool. We need a medic.
There's 223 shell casings. I thought she had 12.
You just want to shoot him?
Yeah, I just seen one. She just came in.
We need a medic. I'll put you down here.
You okay? Y'all been shot?
Yeah.
Hold on, she got a fucking bomb.
She's gonna have a bomb here.
That's the problem. I already called EMS.
Heavy EMS,
I need EMS ASAP.
You have a kid, tell them.
Yeah, I already did. What's the fucking address over here? Fuck. Timmins Lane. Timmins Lane, Timmins Lane. I need him at 3700 Timmins Lane side. Agent, stay back. Hey, Sergeant Rout. Is everybody else who's been shot?
From just the audio, it's pretty difficult to figure out what was going on. The shooter, dressed in what most would consider normal church-looking clothing, can be seen on a security camera walking into a side entrance of the church and almost immediately start firing. The last officer's audio we heard, when the shooting started, he had to take cover inside of a doorway just feet from the shooter. He wasn't in a position to see where the shooter was and could have easily been shot if he were even to poke his head out to see where the shooter was. The shooter herself can be seen walking into a small secondary hallway leading to a door. It looks as if she's trying to make her way into the main sanctuary hall. She's out of view from the security camera for a few seconds before returning to view. She continues firing at the officers and likely anyone else who's still around. Normally, I'd say I'm not sure how it's possible to be more alarming than seeing someone armed with a rifle shooting in a church like I was watching on the security video. But while I was watching, that was exactly what happened. The shooter wasn't alone. Walking closely beside her was a small boy. He was following her around. That boy was her 7-year-old son. As she is moving around inside the church, taking shots randomly, this boy is following right beside her, holding his ears while she's firing her weapon. During the exchange of fire, the boy was shot, hit in the head. After officers managed to take down the suspect, they advanced further, closer to her location, and found the boy laying on the ground, still breathing, but bleeding heavily from the head. Being that the boy was sometimes a couple feet away from his mother and other times right beside her, it's not known if the shooter herself was the one who shot the boy or if one of the officers hit the child while trying to take down the suspect. In total, three people were shot. The suspect, who died at the scene, a 57-year-old man who was shot in the hip, and the 7-year-old boy. Investigation is ongoing with this, and a motive hasn't been established, but the shooter, who will remain nameless on this show, had a lengthy history of schizophrenia. Her son was transported to a local hospital and had emergency surgeries that lasted over 24 hours. Half of his skull had to be removed. He remains in critical condition, and even though he has recently been taken off the ventilator after being able to breathe on his own, he may never fully recover. The hero in this situation was a police officer, but not one that you would normally think of. Officer Adrian Herrera was there in the hallway chatting with the other officers when the first shots were heard. He ran to the shooter's location wearing a suit and tie. No bulletproof vest, no protective gear. When I say he isn't the normal type of police officer, what I mean by that is he's an officer with the TABC, which is the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. He doesn't patrol or respond to police calls in crime-ridden areas. He isn't tasked with breaking up fights or helping out with domestic situations. But what he did this time was put himself in harm's way with no protective gear and was able to neutralize the threat.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So dispatch operator 409, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a concern here. My husband and I own a business property at 355 South Valley Drive.
Okay.
And at the moment, it's vacant.
Okay.
But we've been having a lot of trouble with homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they have broken windows, and, you know, I've reported and everything. But now, yesterday, my husband told the guy that he could not stay there, you know. He's
mm-hmm.
trying to right there by the door. And so he left, but we cleaned up syringes, you know, where he's got syringes. Like, he's, I don't know what he's doing, but anyway, and food and all kinds of stuff. So we cleaned it up, and we're not there right now, but a friend of ours that just passed by says that he's back. Is there any way that I can have one of the officers that may be riding by there confront him?
Sure.
It'll help.
Sure. What is your name real quick? And do you know what this person that's there now, do you know what they're wearing?
A black hoodie.
Okay.
And they may be under a carport. There's a carport right next to the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where my friend told me he was now. But yesterday when we found him, he was right by the front door.
Okay. And it's the same person from yesterday, you believe?
I believe so.
Okay. Would you like him officially trespassed from your property?
What do you mean?
So if the officers make contact with him, they can issue him what's called a trespass warning. and if he is caught back on the property, he can be arrested.
Okay, yes, because we do have signs all over the place that say private property, you know, no trespassing and stuff like that.
Okay. All righty. They may have to give you a phone call. The officers may have to give you a phone call if they do make contact with him. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Okay, and it was 496-4667, correct?
Oh, I'm not gonna
do it. Right.
Okay, sounds good. They're headed
that
way now.
Okay, the property is 355 South Valley.
Yes, ma'am, 355 South Valley. They're headed that way now, so they should call soon.
Okay.
It will be a blocked or restricted number that they call from, okay? So the phone number won't show up on your caller ID.
Right, I've had that before.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
This is a pretty run-of-the-mill call. General trespassers are something the dispatch will receive calls for several times every single day. This caller and her husband own a vacant business where she is saying various homeless people have been staying, and it sounds like using a lot of drugs while they're there because they keep finding syringes. This call also came in on February 11th of this year, same date as our last incident, this one being in Las Cruces, Mexico. This isn't at all a type of call for service that you would think a great tragedy would happen that would require a hero's presence. But as officers were responding and also getting on the scene, radio traffic and a series of phone calls came in that changed everything with this incident.
Valley and Amador, Valley and Amador, at the Tip Top Trailer Shop. Officer down, officer down.
This is radio traffic that no dispatcher wants to hear. A distress call for an officer down. The corresponding 911 calls detail what happened.
911 emergency, what city?
Las Cruces. I think an officer just got shot at Amador and Valley.
Amador and Valley?
Yeah.
Where did he get shot at?
He's in Tip Top Trailer Sales. It's a parking lot. And there's some people to his aid right now. It looks like he shot the suspect. And there's people. Oh, he's awake. He's moving. But there's a lot of blood.
Where was he shot at?
It's a lot of blood. It looks like he's shot in his upper body. It could be his neck. It could be his head. I don't know. But there's a lot of blood.
Where are the suspects at?
The suspect's on the ground. He's not moving.
So the officer shot him and then got shot in the neck?
I don't know the order. All I know is I came here. The officer was already on the floor. Suspect's dead, and there's another police officer arriving on the scene right now.
What is your name?
This caller was there on the scene after everything had happened. Though he wasn't really sure of what went down, he could see that the officer was down, and so was the suspect. Another caller was able to clarify.
911, what city?
There's cops! Oh my God, I don't know my address. The Doc Diving Center, this guy is beating up this cop. My boyfriend just shot him. 335 Valley, 335 Valley, please hurry. Please,
so he was fighting with a cop?
No, this guy was beating up this cop, and we drove by, so my boyfriend, 335 Valley, please hurry.
Okay. What kind of car are you guys in?
We're in a black Nissan Versa. It's a tip-top trailer sale. Please, please, 335 Valley, please.
Where's the officer at?
The officer's down. My boyfriend's trying to plug her. Please.
Okay, listen.
No, my boyfriend's the guy responding.
Okay,
fine.
Listen, just stay on the phone, okay?
Okay. Oh, my God. The officer stabbed in the neck. Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Is the officer okay?
No, he's bleeding really bad. He was stabbed in the neck.
Where's the guy at?
The guy that stabbed him is down. My boyfriend shot him 3 times.
Where are they at right now? Where at?
Who? Me, 335 Valley.
I know. Are they in front of the store?
Yes, you'll see us. The cop. Tip Top Trailer Sales.
Okay, what is your name?
He's down.
Okay. I thank you guys for helping him, okay? Can you guys put pressure on him? Can you guys put pressure?
Yes.
Is there an officer? Is an officer showing up?
No, not yet. People are stopping to help. Oh, my God, his head.
Whose head?
The officer's head is bleeding really bad.
Is he still conscious?
He's... I don't think so.
Officer down, officer down.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's another officer there with you, right?
I hear sirens now. I don't see him. I see him. I see him. I'm waving him down. I'm waving him down. Right here, right here, right here.
Okay, I'm gonna go in and let you go, okay?
Okay, ambulance, please.
Okay,
hurry.
Yeah, they're on their way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
After the very first call into the police department's dispatch, officers were responding to the trespasser call at the vacant business. When the first officer got to the scene, he was confronted by a suspect, 29-year-old Armando Silva, and began fighting with him. Details are sketchy at this point, but somewhere in there, Silva produced a knife and stabbed the officer in the neck. While this was happening, the last caller and her boyfriend were driving by and saw what was going on. The boyfriend retrieved a gun from his car and walked towards the suspect, who then turned around and tried to attack him. He was then shot by the witness. The man heard saying "officer down" on the radio was the witness who shot the suspect. From all accounts, he was just a citizen driving by. He definitely is the hero in this story, stopping and putting his own life on the line to try and help a fallen officer. If it weren't for him, this suspect's murderous rampage could have continued. Las Cruces police are not releasing the name of this citizen until their full investigations are complete. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. He was a violent criminal with a vast previous history, including drug charges, aggravated battery against a household member, and kidnapping. For the kidnapping and battery, he was only sentenced to 4 years of prison and had 2 years of parole. The officer that was attacked, 35-year-old Jonah Hernandez, was transported to a local hospital where he later died. In 96 years as a police department, this is the first time the Las Cruces Police Department has lost an officer in the line of duty. Officer Jonah Hernandez left behind a wife and two sons, ages 2 and 10. That's going to do it for this one. It's hard to celebrate heroes in horrible situations like this, but they absolutely deserve credit for their actions. If you know or are the hero in the second incident I talked about, I'd love to give you praise on the show. Send me a message with any info regarding this. If you'd like to help out the show, the best way to do so is to tell everyone about it. Friends, family, acquaintances, tell them in person. Let them listen to clips of your favorite episode, and sharing on various social media is always a great way as well. If it's simply sharing a story on Instagram or TikTok, making a recommendation on your timeline on Facebook, or calling attention to the show in a true crime group, those would all help greatly. I truly appreciate that. Until next time, for Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.